Really missing. It's very difficult for me and the children. Every day it's difficult for me because I'll be thinking where he is, what is happening to him. It's really difficult.
So now, have you had any kind of counseling from anybody about this issue?
Yes, I'm getting counseling from CSU, Counseling Service Unit.
How do they talk to you about this issue?
They just comfort me. Counseling in general.
Do you think that it is it soothing your soul in one way or the other?
Yeah, it's helping me a lot.
Give us details. How does it do that?
It's helping me because counselors will be listening to me. I'll be pouring my heart to them and they'll be giving me advice what to do.
What do they normally tell you?
They normally tell me to be strong.
And what will they be meaning about that?
To be strong for the kids and to put my trust in God.
When we talk about kids, what are they saying these days about that dad who has been missing for 7 months?
Yeah, 7 months. They miss him. They talk a lot about their dad. Sometimes you find them looking at his pictures. So you'll see that the kids are really missing their dad.
And what is your reaction normally about that?
When I see my kids or looking at their father's pictures or talking about that, I get emotional. It really pains me to see my kids looking at their father's pictures, talking about him. It really pains me because I really understand that they don't know where he is. They really miss him.
And what are some of the questions they are always asking you there?
Like the eldest, my firstborn, when is he coming back? And sometimes he says, when he comes back, I'll be very happy. I will not go outside to play with my friends. Yeah.
And normally, what is your reaction to that?
Just we are praying he'll be back.
And the young one?
She doesn't say a lot.
But does she see that there's a problem around there?
Yeah.
How?
Sometimes she just say, Daddy, please come. When she's playing alone outside, you just hear a shout, Daddy, please come. Daddy, chuyai. That's what she say.
Mm. So now you are getting a lot of support from the counseling services and other people. Are you getting any kind of support from the Tzamara family?
The Tzamara family, they are really supporting me.
So give us more details about that.
They support me financially. They support me. They really make sure that I'm satisfied with my kids.
Are you happy with that kind of support?
I am very happy and grateful.
Can you send them a message right now? Tell them something.
Right. Okay. To the Tzamara family, I really appreciate what you are doing for me and my children. May God bless you. And may we keep on praying for the safe return of Itai. I know God will intervene and Itai will be released soon. Let's keep on praying.